Hello and welcome to the Hammer and Rails podcast. I'm your host, Casey Bartley. You will notice the silence afterwards is my normal partner, Andrew Lebman, not being with me. I traveled down to God's country. I am in Lafayette, Indiana right now. It kind of put our schedules off and we were unable to get together tonight. But no worries, I'm going to go over a little bit of news we have, but more importantly, I'm going to share with you what we're planning on doing for the start of football season going forward. Really excited. We're going to go ahead and break this into a 2 podcasts a week. Pretty much, we're going to keep giving you one on Monday morning. It will be an instant reaction to that weekend's game of Purdue football, any other news that comes up, obviously. As well, we are going to add a prediction podcast for Friday morning so we can get you prepared so you know everything you need to know before our Purdue Boilermakers play their weekend schedule as college football season gets going. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. We are going to have our first football game of the season when our Purdue Boilermakers host Oregon State Beavers in Rosade. It will be a night game on Saturday, September 4th. Kickoff will be 7 p.m. After a crazy season last year where it was uncertain, going up almost to a month before our first games, whether we would get any college football at all, we plan to have a full season of college athletics. Purdue will come back, try to build on momentum that wasn't there from last year, but they will try to set themselves up going forward. Coach Brohm's really going to be on the hot seat if he can't figure out a little more on-field success to back up some of his recruiting hits and a promising first season in West Lafayette. And we're going to start that by the Purdue Boilermakers being 7-point favorites after Coach Brohm. The big news this week is that they do have a starting quarterback, and it will be Jack Plummer. Plummer has started games the last 2 seasons. He came in for an injured Elijah Sindelar his freshman year. And last year, after being hurt and being in a QB battle with O'Connell, he ended up taking over the starting role, playing pretty well in a season that was difficult for everyone. So right now, Brohm makes it sound like he is willing to play more than one quarterback, but for the moment, it is Jack Plummer. I know I speak for Ledman when I say thank goodness that Plummer was a pick here. I've liked the kid ever since he came on campus. Doesn't have the biggest arm in the world, but he's pretty mobile. He throws a nice deep ball, very accurate, and a lot of his advanced metrics are very, very good. If we can have any semblance of an offensive line that can keep him up on his feet, we have the kind of receivers that can really be a problem for teams, and that's what we're going to hope to see. As this Oregon State-Purdue game is going to be an explosive one, most likely. Oregon State out of the Pac-12. These two teams, the over-under right now is set at 65. Purdue last year, 2-4, struggled, had some really close games, some losses that really hurt late, particularly something like the Minnesota game. Oregon State, 4-3. Their prospects for the season, not super high, obviously, giving up points to Purdue to start off with. So it should be an exciting reintroduction to college football. We're going to be playing under the lights at Rosade, and there's not much better than that to start off a season. Of course, the biggest player to watch for on Purdue's side of the offensive ball will be David Bell. Preseason All-American is going to be one of the best wide receivers in the country, likely an NFL first-round draft pick. And then at the other side, Coach Brohm has another guy who looks to have the pedigree of a first-round draft pick, George Karloftis. When he went down last year in the midseason with an injury, we watched our defense absolutely get destroyed. He is a one-man pressure. He demands double and triple teams. He's the kind of player that we just can't readily replace. His younger brother joins the team. Hopefully that adds some talent. We'll see if he can be an impact player right away. But this Purdue team has a lot of errancy right now. They've lost a lot of people, particularly on the offensive line. Injuries, players leaving, transfers, you name it. Hopefully, Brohm has something in store that can lock that line up, and hopefully our defensive line can be a strength and our offensive line can survive. If so, we're going to score some points because we have some skill guys. With that being said, our prediction podcast will come out on Friday morning. Ledman and I will get together this week with the latest information. We'll share news stories, things we've heard about the game. We will let you all know, and then we will make our picks of who's going to win, things we're going to look out for, and trends on the season going forward. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying we look forward to sharing the season with you. Remember, we will come to you twice a week now. Monday morning, we will get you your instant reviews of the game the previous weekend. And on Friday mornings, we will be on with a prediction podcast and everything you need to know about the Purdue Boilermaker football game coming up the weekend after. Ledman and I will be in your ears during this whole season. We will hold your hand when you need to, and we will celebrate right next to you after wins. Hopefully, we'll be doing more of that than anything else. Go ahead and go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, do all that good stuff for us. It helps us out. And we are excited to share the season with all of you. And that's all I've got. Boiler up!